it was a huge storm. It started over in Wayne, Nebraska. It hit rural Salix, Sloan Salix, Bronson, just north of Anthon, and hit the Rock Branch Church, Washita, Quimby, Alta, and all the farm ground in between. No personal injuries, thankfully. We had lots of warning, and people listened. Each town has damage, but it looks at this point, and according to the EMA, and that each town has its own resources to cover most of that. And Ed is out and about checking on pastors and churches and offering all of our assistance. And at this point, people are pretty pretty calm and self-contained, have places to go. Cheryl Ashley, the pastor in Correctionville, she lives out by the Rock Branch Church, and her home was damaged. All the windows are out, and they lost farm buildings. But it's not a parsonage, it's their own home. The Rock Branch Church lost its steeple, and Ed got pictures of that. Alta, the high school, was hit. Pearson, 5 homes were seriously damaged. And we understand some in Bronson as well, but I did never hear a number. Lots of trees down, lots of power lines down. Lots of just general debris everywhere.
People are assessing damage at this point, would you say, Katie?
Yes, they are. And Ed is out right now doing that. He's going from town to town, trying to connect to the pastors, see what's going on, take pictures, offer our assistance. And I know Tom called as many of the pastors as we could get a hold of last night in those communities.
Do you have a sense of any next steps, or is that still kind of early?
It's kind of early. I think today will be spent, you know, getting debris picked up, trees out of the way. I know Mid-American is out working like crazy. And I would guess by tomorrow there will be some plans made. The number of homes destroyed in each town, I feel, was small enough that they will be able to reabsorb into the town those families with rental properties or places to live. We also are so incredibly interconnected that all of our towns are connected by families. And I believe the housing won't be any issues, that they'll be able to, you know, that will be offered by the folks who are here.
Beyond the structures, what would you say is the emotional temperature of folks?
A little rattled. You know, it's October. No one expected this in October. Incredibly grateful that no one was injured, that there were no serious injuries. Really, really working together. That's one of the gifts of rural Iowa, especially of rural Iowa, is that people just show up even in the middle of the night to help. And I know last night there were people and chainsaws showing up everywhere, sort of unannounced, to help out their neighbors and friends.
That's wonderful.
And it is wonderful, and that's one of the gifts of living in a place like Iowa, is that people come and help. And so I would guess by today most of the initial damage will be cleaned up, and then they'll start making some plans. And that's really where we can help with, you know, if they didn't have insurance, with some finances or some, you know, volunteers, or and Ed is working on how we create that list if there are needs.